Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and guess who's back? Yes, the old page turner, the man with the abacus, the man released from the subterranean hole I keep him in from week to week, Augie, back from a little trip. Surgery went well. But this week, it's all about goodbyes, really, and statements, stupid statements. And where better to start than the goodbye from the self-propelled granddad, Sleepy Joe, who's made his farewell speech. and the theme, I think, of his farewell speech is quite bizarre. He's telling us that he's made his adversaries much weaker. Not too sure about the allies. Let's have a look. Run the video, Augie.
Today I can report to the American people. Our adversaries are weaker than we came into this job 4 years ago.
Nah.
Just consider Russia. When Putin invaded Ukraine, he thought he'd conquer Kyiv in a matter of days.
Kyiv?
The truth is...
Kyiv?
Since that war began, I'm the only one that's... Putin never had.
And let's go back to the bit about adversaries. Let's talk about adversaries. Russia, still on its feet, still advancing. We all know that's the reality. China has gone from strength to strength, biggest manufacturing economy in the world. Russia, the biggest energy producer in the world. Joe has created a massive alliance between them, essentially a super uber power. China, Iran, Russia. Russia and Iran today signing a strategic agreement to work closer together. Yeah, so I don't know about that. But let's talk about, Augie, some of Joe's allies. How has it all gone for them under Sleepy Joe's, tuition, let's say? How's it worked out for, say, the UK? The UK doing well?
Oh, perfectly well. £22 billion pounds budget hole, political crisis. Yeah. What about France, Che?
Yeah, France doing well. The government has collapsed, immigration out of control, burning the place on New Year's Eve. About the old Deutschlanders.
Oh, man. Oh.
We'll talk about that one later. And something else Joe has done, he's categorized his allies and friends into three kind of bands. Like, who would you invite to the wedding? You definitely got to invite the parents. Maybe you got to do the brothers and sisters. But the cousins that you never really liked, they can stay out. And guess who the cousins who aren't getting invited to the wedding are when it comes to who America would sell high-tech chips to, very important. Who are they? Well, the unwanted cousins are the Baltic states. Yes, the people who are ready to throw themselves at the feet of the Americans and the British and the EU and NATO and yap at the Russians and nip at their heels. They've been left out of the party. They're not going to be invited, and they're not going to get any plants built, no investment for them. I think one of their prime ministers had something to say about it, Augie.
Actually, a speaker of the Lithuanian parliament had something to say. And please turn on the sad violin. here we go. This is surprising. We demonstrated such warm, immediate friendship. But as we see, neither a chip plant appeared here, nor were we among those countries that have exceptions as friendly countries.
How did you get through the door with that cross on your back? But it didn't end there. Sleepy Joe wasn't finished yet with his history lesson. It's kind of history, political science. Nobody actually knows what this is, and I haven't been able to find out yet, Augie. Maybe you guys at home know, and you can talk about it in the comments. Joe wants to tell us about the Finlandization. Have I got that right? Finlandization? Well, no, it could be anything. The Finlandization of Russia. Now, the Finns and the Russians like a bit of vodka, very similar up in Karelia there. Had a bit of a spat around the Second World War. Didn't end too well for the Finns. But the Finlandization of Russia, if that's what it's called, seems to be some sort of babbling drivel coming from the brain of a man who sleeps in a refrigerator. Run the video, Augie.
Well, I spoke to him on the phone. He talked about he wanted us to be the Finland of Europe.
What the?
And I pointed out to him at the time, for real, as you're not only get the Finland of Europe, you're going to get the Finlandization. Not of Europe.
Finlandization. It's not the Finlandization.
Finland joining NATO. Sweden joining NATO.
What?
And America's watch.
Finland is... What?
I have no idea what he meant with this.
No, he doesn't know what he meant. And while Sleepy Joe is busily telling us about the Finlandization of Russia, whatever that is, let's bear a thought for the people back home in California, in LA. Very tragic, terrible times. A lot of people going through terrible hardship, and it isn't a laughing matter. But of course, on the Moscow Mules, we are going to laugh. Not at the people who are suffering from the fire, but some of the half-wits at the clown show who are probably responsible for the fires. And one of those has got to be the man at the top of the tree, Sleepy Joe. You know, he's been very gracious, very kind. How many billions have they given to Ukraine now? A couple of $100 billion, Augie. But don't fret if your house has just been burnt to the ground and the insurance company is going to pay you. You know, you can always get your $770. He added an extra 70 in. Come on, you got to give it
to
him.
So generous.
Yeah, that'll really go a long way, right? So that's what Joe is doing. But, you know, let's not forget, Sleepy Joe and Blinky Blinken and Sideshow Bob and all the cretinous crew up in the White House, they've really created a culture where the ordinary American really matters, yeah? Let's have a look at a fire chief from LA, making sure at the front and center of everything that they're about is you guys and putting out fires, right? That's what it's all about, right, Augie?
And pronounce.
Yeah, run the video.
My name is Captain Jennifer Wilcox. My pronouns are she, her. I am a Caucasian female.
Your fucking pronouns are... Fire, fire. They should be your pronouns, you clown. Mother, make me puke. And of course, as this tragedy unfolds, it's always nice to know that the average American is always there for his neighbor. And there's been a lot of good sort of gestures. People have worked really hard. Paris Hilton, you know, packing little boxes. God love her, you know. James Woods, the famous Republican who said that everybody in Gaza should die in hellfire. He started to cry on TV. Poor James. But, you know, let's bear in mind that the average American is always there to help out. In your time of need, pop in and, let's say, liberate some of your belongings from you. Run the video, Augie. where did you get that from, pal? Yep, just...
Look, they're saving it from the fire.
Oh, they're saving it all from the fire.
The TV.
Oh, yeah, they're saving that TV from the fire, right? Like, yeah, that's what you say to the cop when he turns up. Yeah, what were you doing in that house? Yeah, saving it from fire. Even a dude dressed as a firefighter is at it. Pretty grim. And just to wrap up on the fires in LA, they're ongoing. As I say, it's an awful, awful time for the people there. And spare a thought for the poor Ukrainians. You know, there's rumors that several high-profile Ukrainians also got their burned down. But you don't have to worry about that, right, Augie? They'll just get a big chunk of cash back from the American taxpayer and build it all again. And running away from the fires, where can we take shelter? Maybe up on Capitol Hill, where the hearings on who's going to be in charge of U.S. foreign policy, the military, the financial purse in the Trump administration were taking place. Let's start with Pete Hegseth. You know, this guy, kind of a real pickup truck dude, you know, flag-waving quarterback type of guy. Some of the questions were quite sideways as well, weren't they? He kind of bizarre. Let's have a look at a little video highlighting a few of those really incisive political questions. Again, the stuff you guys really want to know. Run the video, Augie.
How many genders are there? Tough one.
Senator, there are two genders.
I know that well. I'm a she-he, so I'm on board. How many push-ups can you do?
I did 5 sets of 47 this morning.
Visibly reflects the nation it protects. Our military is more diverse than it has ever been, but more importantly, it is more lethal than it has ever
been. Lethal because of the diversity. Lethal for the soldiers in the U.S. Army, not lethal for the enemy, bro. You break your heel on the way to the battlefront? Oh, my God. Next up for the interrogation treatment was good old Marco Rubio, a Cuban-American. One of the more popular or sort of agreed-on picks, I think, between the Republicans and the Democrats. So a safe kind of bet for Trump. Now, don't forget, here on the Moscow Mules, we did tell you how Marco called the Big Don, basically a fraudster. Remember that one? But let's all forget about that. That's all gone now. Kind of like the alien, the sperm in a coat. What's his name? The dude who runs Facebook. Suddenly he's all on board with the Big Don. Oh, everything's okay now. I love free speech, me. Bullshit. But Marco, getting back to Havana, he was kind of turning all the clocks back a bit towards China. Everything's China. China, 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 China. I wonder where he gets that from. Boss. But, you know, interesting stuff. Ukraine didn't really get a mention at all. It's kind of like, yeah, come on, guys, give it up. Game over. Come on, time to do a deal. Run the video, Wuggy.
We welcome the Chinese Communist Party into the global order. And they took advantage of all of its benefits. And they ignored all of its obligations and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Instead, they have repressed and lied and cheated and hacked and stolen
their way
into global superpower status. And they have done so at our expense and at the expense of the people of their own country.
It all seems a bit familiar to me. Lied, cheated, stolen, hacked. Let me think. Who would have put that best? Let me see. Who would be, Augie, in your view, one of the most senior positions, what would be in the United States of America? You know, the big boys in charge of American foreign policy, you know, overt and covert dictatorship toppling, putting dictators in place, wars, about 10 million people killed since the Second World War, maybe 35, 40 countries invaded one way or the other. Who's in charge of all that?
That's definitely CIA.
CIA, the boys up at Langley. And recently, or not so recently, a guy called Mike Pompeo, who thought he was going to be on the back of the cart this time for good old Big Don, didn't get the pick, didn't get the invitation. Sorry, Mike, game over. Mike put it best when he kind of revealed, probably very stupidly, just exactly what CIA gets up to of a Wednesday afternoon. Run the video, Wuggy.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was a CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's
like, yeah, funny, huh?
We had entire training.
I can hear the people in Gaza laughing their heads off, and a million people in Ukraine who had an empty chair at the table this Christmas. Mike, you should be a comedian.
It's okay when the good guys do it, don't they?
Oh yeah, these are good bombs. Good bombs. So let's jet away from the old United States and head towards our old friends in Deutschland. You know, we do love the Germans here. Great people, well, the ordinary people are. But the political elites who are rolling out the Libtard Brigade to attack the AfD aren't so smart, not so bright. Big problems because Elon went on, did a Twitter spaces with the leader of the AfD, who could be president, not likely. Have a look at Romania. They don't like democracy in the EU. They've rolled out this brigade of blue and dyed-haired cretinous clowns to attack the AfD. They're preparing the ground to disallow the AfD from having their democratic will expressed. All seems so familiar. How are things in Bucharest? Run the video, Wuggy.
Welcher gescheite Mensch spielt denn bitte schön so eine Partei? AfD sucks.
Do you remember the times when punks were not cringe?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. The punks used to be the good guys, you know? What happened to the anti-war movement on the left? What happened to the idea of nuclear disarmament? What happened to sort of actually stopping wars? Now these dudes are getting high on their own supply of it makes me puke. So you got to ask yourself, why exactly are the establishment, the political establishment in Germany, the pro-Atlanticist, the pro-NATO, the pro-EU establishment, the ones that seems to have forgotten completely about the thing called the Nord Stream, the biggest piece of energy infrastructure in European history, destroyed? No one seems to want to know who the culprit is. The victim is more than happy to completely forget it. Why is that? Yeah, well, let's have a listen and let's have a think. Well, for a fact, it's people like Mr. Linder. Mr. Linder, who's a former finance minister, got reminded of why the people think he's a clown. And he's a clown because, Augie, the German economy is doing so well, right? It's just doing fantastically well, right?
As Biden said, it just got stronger and stronger by being in recession for a second year in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And it got to a point where the Chinese are actually planning to buy out the Volkswagen factories.
Oh.
You know.
Das ist nicht gut. Das ist nicht gut. The Führer is be rolling in his... No, we won't say that. Run the video, Augie. Let's have a look at Mr. Linder getting a little reminder from the German people as to why he's a part of the clown show. Oh, yes. Was ist das? Das ist Creme? Na, das ist nicht Creme. Das ist Schaffenfoam. Schaffenflacht? Poor old Mr. Linder. But there's a certain guy, you know, he kind of reminds me of Morton Harkett from Aha from the 80s. Mr. Habeck, he's part of this rainbow coalition, you know, rainbow, very significant, you know, the rainbow flag. We love it here on the Moscow Mules. Mr. Habeck has been very instrumental in the economic decline of the great country, which was once formerly known as Deutschland. And, you know, he's an interesting guy. Augie, tell us a little bit more about Mr. Habeck.
We wanted to understand why Germany is so willing to shoot itself in the foot. Uh-huh. So we dug deeper and we stumbled upon this video back in back from 2018, uh-huh, where Mr. Habeck explains there's no such thing as traitor.
No such thing as a traitor. Traitor being the optimum word to use for somebody who destroys their country. And remember, his good old friend, Mrs. Baerbock, she told us that you will give us the monies for Ukraine, and we don't care about our voters. You're going to give us the money, or you can go and f*** yourself. Run the video, Ogi.
Volksverräter
ist ein Nazi-Begriff. Es gibt kein Volk und es gibt deswegen auch kein Verrat am Volk.
There's no German people. Do you understand now? Uh-huh. There's only America's servants.
Aha, das ist klar. Alles klar. And poor old Mr. Habeck's unfortunate interactions with media don't end there, Ogi, do they? I mean, he's a man, and we've also seen previously here on the Moscow Mules, a sort of a German political fantasy and obsession with toilets. Remember our friend using his own face as a toilet brush? Whatever you're into. Seems that Mr. Habeck has a bit of a toilet thing going on as well. Look, he also, apparently, would like to be able to drink from a toilet. I shit you not. It's here in front of you here. We have the evidence. Mr. Habeck wanting to drink from the toilet. Raus! Run the video.
Ich möchte in einer Welt leben, in der ich aus der Toilette trinken kann, ohne Ausschlag zu bekommen.
They have a thing with the toilets, these boys, don't they? What is it, you know? Das ist Flusch. Well, let's leave the toilet lovers in Germany as the economy goes down the toilet and head over to visit their very close cousins. You know, good old Keir, as people freeze in the UK, you know, as a report comes out with 5,000 nurses saying that people are dying, hidden under coats in hospitals, that the whole health service is going to... where's Keir? He's over in, of course, Kiev with his little micro friend. So the Stammerfuhrer is visiting the Narco-Fuhrer while the UK goes to... But maybe part of his plan, Agi, is this. I was thinking, maybe Sir Keir Stammerfuhrer wants to bring the UK back to medieval times. You know, medieval levels of medical care, medieval levels of eating in houses, but also medieval levels of entertainment on the streets. Let's have a look at what can only be described as a medieval conflict, like the good old days of old when knights were bold, where the boys are basically going at each other with swords. What amounts of swords? This is real. This is not made up by the Moscow Mulans. This is the real deal. Run it, Augie.
Yeah, check this out. Sir Arthur fights with Sir Lancelot, I guess.
Welcome to the UK. Let's do this.
Oop. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's what is this? This is real. This is a sword fight in the middle of London. Yeah, go on, have it. What?
Just like the Siege of Camelot.
Oh, stab, jab. It's like something out of Gladiator, right? Sadiator. Crazy. They're carrying these things around in public, right? They're just carrying these giant machetes around in their coats, right?
Well, you know, you don't go around English countryside without a sword and a shield.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Good old Keir Stammerfuhrer, top man. But it doesn't get any better out on the streets. So that's it, right, Augie? They're having sword fights in the cafes and in the shops. There's running battles out on the streets. So it is becoming a medieval society again. And that's it. There's no mounted element to this. There's no cavalry element, right? You need a bit of cavalry, Braveheart. Augie?
Of course there is. They even have jousts, riding bikes and
jousting.
Bicycles.
Jousting, come on. This is great. Let's have a bit of jousting, UK style. Let's see. Wait. So this is on the mope. No. So they're knife fighting on motorbikes, right?
Ah, too bad the guy had the magical spray.
He's got sort of like spray?
The pepper spray.
Pepper spray, okay.
Should be forbidden. There was no pepper spray in Middle Ages.
It's insane, right? It's really gone, isn't it? You know, and of course, where is Starmer? He's at his desk, working hard, signing a 100-year deal to commit to ending crime, immigration, fixing the NHS. He's signing a 100-year pledge to... No, he isn't. He just signed a 100-year deal to give billions to the narco-fuhrer. Yeah. Now. And while the streets have gone to Dougie, of course, he hasn't appointed any kind of very dark sort of Count Dooku kind of characters to big important roles, like, for example, the ambassador from Great Britain to America. That wouldn't be a kind of complete freak show, right?
It's not Count Dooku, it's Count Pedo Dooku.
Oh, Pedo Dooku. I like that.
Meaning Epstein's closest fellow, Peter Mandelson.
Oh.
Who is now ambassador to the US.
He was a good old pal of Mr. Epstein. Nice. Keeping in the family. Mm-hmm. And of course, north of the border, up in Scotland, you know, our cousins, first cousins, very close to the Scots, the fact that they won't buy a drink and we can't stop buying them doesn't really separate us. Same language, same genetics. Ugly bunch of bastards just like ourselves. But they've decided to innovate as well. If you're going to have an endemic drug problem and have people shooting up on the streets, the way to deal with that isn't to educate kids, isn't to put money into deflection programs, isn't to stop the drugs coming into the country, give people jobs, houses, blah, 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 plant some trees. No, what you're going to do, you're going to build them some nice, cozy, heated booths in which they can inject the illegal drugs. I shit you not. This is the way forward. Up north, me laddie. Run the video.
This is the UK's first ever drug consumption room, and it's located in Glasgow. It's called The Thistle, and it offers a supervised space for consuming drugs such as heroin or cocaine. Users must register to enter, and nursing staff will oversee injections and respond to overdoses. The facility also provides recovery rooms, showers, and even a clothing bank. Scotland has the highest drug death rate in Europe.
So how exactly does sort of licensing taking drugs? How do you tell your kids you shouldn't take drugs? Keep away from drugs. Drugs are a bad thing. They're going to destroy your life. And heroin in parts of Scotland and in Dublin and in London, big cities all over Europe, is a major problem still. It's really under the veneer of these cities is terrible poverty. How do you tell your kids that it's a bad idea? And then as you're driving to school, what's that in there, Dad? Oh, well, that's the place we allow the druggies to come in and inject themselves. But we make sure there's nice music and we keep the place nice and warm. Hey, Augie?
What do you suggest, Che? Fighting off drugs? How's the CIA going to get their income?
So leaving the old UK with all its problems and its gobshite politicians like Bojo, we're going to go to Ukraine, of course. It is the Moscow Mules. It's an important place to us. And I'm going to have a look at how, the elites in Ukraine see the poor. Remember, the vastly majority of the dead in Ukraine, 1 million people. Can you believe that number? 1 million people dead. But the vast majority have come from very underprivileged parts of the country, dragged into buses, shipped off to die in the east. For who? For the likes of Z-Boy, but we'll talk about it in a second. But let's have a look at a very interesting video of how a well-known personality in Ukraine explained to the people that basically, you poor mother need to die for people like me. Run the video, Augie.
Зараз чуємо від людей, що мають воювати діти депутатів, і після цього вони підуть. Ні, любі, це демократична держава. В демократичній державі за державу гине проста людина. Якщо ми хочемо, щоб за державу гинула аристократія, ми маємо жити в феодальній державі, як це було до Великої Французької революції.
Fucking hell, can you actually get your head around that? Can you believe that? So as the elites, cash in, we've seen good old Elena Zelenskaya in St. Moritz recently, having a little trip. How did she get there? On the Moldovan president's plane, I'm told. But anyway, in Ukraine, ordinary people, the ordinary worker, the ordinary, household, they've had enough of this. And that's a fact. The only reason they're playing along is because they're absolutely terrified. And some of the videos emerging from Ukraine for the busification, or the basic kidnapping, press ganging of people off the streets, are really terrifying. This one, Augie, is particularly eerie. Someone's after putting the music from Squid Game in the background as this dude escapes from Zelensky's kidnappers, crawls up a staircase, and in the nick of time, hey, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Run the video, Augie. Wow. Oh, my Gita, help me. Oh, look. It's spine-tingling stuff. Can you imagine? And what's interesting about it is how the kidnapper just walks away as soon as he sees this random house open its door to save another man from the NATO meatgrinder. Of course, this is all invisible in Brussels. Yeah, Slava EU. Mm-hmm. So that brings us to the end of another whistle-stop tour of the clown show. And I suppose the theme this week has been about how the elites will lie into your face. They will sit there and tell you, you know, by pissing in your soup, they're just cooling it down for you, bro. That's how it's going to happen. You will be happy to give all your money to the most corrupt dictatorship on earth, which is Ukraine right now. It's going to make Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Iraq look like a picnic when the lid is lifted off it. So don't forget, as they tell you that the Ukrainian conflict is a stalemate, forget about the Russians advancing on all fronts, forget about a million dead Ukrainians, forget about the corruption, forget about Bojo, forget about everything. Everything is fine, and you're going to pay for it all, and you're going to like it. We'll be here next week to keep the information rolling. We'll see you then.